Welcome to this afternoon session. It's always hard to talk after lunch, of course, because everybody's a little bit tired. But I think we have an interesting topic here. I want to talk about OwnCloud, the OwnCloud project, and our new startup. My name is Frank Karliczek. I started the OwnCloud project over 2 years ago. Actually, at the end of last year, we also launched a startup company around this software because we think it's a really good idea. A lot of companies and users need it. So let's get started. I want to talk about first the problem that we have, because we think that for every successful software or product, you first need an actual problem to solve. You don't get a lot of customers if you don't have something that a customer needs. Then the solution for this problem is obviously OwnCloud in this case. Then a few use cases that you can understand a little bit better how we really want to solve this, what we can do, and how this can be used in a real-world scenario. And then hopefully a discussion at the end. Okay, first the problem. I want to ask you all here, who has a Google account? Okay, I think everybody? Awesome. Who has a Dropbox account? Okay. And iCloud account, so Google, Apple device, okay. So we have a really nice cloud coverage here, I must say. So basically everybody's using some kind of cloud storage. Okay, the next question, are you happy with this situation? If you look at the location where your data, where your personal data is actually stored, what about access policies? Who really has the key to your personal files? I mean, sometimes it's encrypted, but sometimes it's also not clear if there's a second key or what really happens with your data, what about privacy? Then, of course, the situation with a single sign-on. I mean, you have to remember additional login and password, of course. It's all sometimes not that convenient. And the question with the critical pricing. I mean, at the moment, we only upload a part of our files to, let's say, Dropbox, a few gigabytes. But at the end of the day, you want to have all your files accessible from all your devices. So this means that we all have to upload several hundred of gigabytes. I mean, all the stuff that we have, also in our companies and from our friends, our music collection, our movies, and so on. That's a lot of data. And then it becomes really, really expensive, obviously. So that's the situation for our users. Next question is, what's going on with our IT department? Are they happy with the situation? So for a company, it's really, really interesting to know who has access to this internal data from our company. I mean, sometimes there are even regulations like laws in Europe, for example, where you have to control your internal information. You can't give your information, especially if it's information about customers, away. You have to protect it. Then what about single sign-on? I mean, if an employee leaves your company, are you able to lock the account? Or is this, I mean, can you reset the password for the account from your employee? Can you control it? Or is it just some Google account, some Dropbox account where you don't have access to? Then what about archiving and backup? I mean, can you actually guarantee as a company that all the internal company documents are backed and archived? I mean, you can't really control this if it's stored in Dropbox. And also pricing. I mean, if you talk about an enterprise with several thousand employees, actually uploading all your information you have to some kind of cloud storage, to Google Drive, this gets expensive, obviously. And the third question I want to ask is, do you think that phone companies or carriers are happy with the situation? I mean, if a phone company, let's say in Asia somewhere, sells a phone together with a cloud storage, who actually owns the customer? Who is actually in control of the relationship with the customer? If it's is it Dropbox, or if it's is it is it yourself as a service provider and as a phone company, as a carrier? So how can you adapt this to different markets? That's also an interesting question. I mean, Dropbox and Google Drive, they're all services. They're built in the US for the US, basically. But if you have a special market somewhere and you want to adapt it to special needs in this market, can you do that as a carrier? Probably not. If you want to build services on top of this cloud storage, can you do that? Probably not. And what about innovation? I mean, if you look at Tyson wants to grab a nice piece of the market in the future of the mobile phone market, obviously, and also in other areas. But if you want to do that, you have to innovate. You have to build stuff that is better than your competitor. Can you do this if your cloud storage is actually run by a different company? So that's a problem. But at the end of the day, I think the requirements are really clear. So if I look at myself, what I expect from a cloud storage, it's first, I want to have all my data under my control. So privacy is really, really, really important. Then second, I want to access all my files, all my information from all my devices, from my work desktop, from my notebook, from my netbook, from my phone, from my tablet, from my car in the future, from my TV, and so on. I want to have access to my stuff all the time. That's the most important thing about cloud storage. I want to work online and offline, obviously. I want to have an automatic backup. I don't want to care about, is this server now backup or not? It just should happen automatically. Versioning, I want to go back in the history of my files and say, hey, give me this PowerPoint presentation from last week. Should be easy. Encryption, I want to have encryption for my files, and I say, okay, this folder is now really super secret, please encrypt this, and in a way that it can't be decrypted by anybody else, really secure. Then easy sharing, that's also a very interesting point why cloud services are so popular. I want to click on a file and say, hey, this file or this folder this should now be shared with this, with a friend of mine, with a colleague, with a business partner, and so on. Really easy. Then storage is also very interesting. I mean, we all know this. If our notebook is running out of storage, if our server is running out of storage, it's always a difficult situation because you have to put in another hard disk and repartition your system and so on. I don't want to care about that. It should just happen automatically. Just say, okay, you need more storage, here's more storage, mount it in transparently, and it just should just work automatically. And customization. I mean, at the moment, we only talk about syncing and sharing of files, but cloud storage services are more than that. So in the future, they are connected with all kinds of web applications, all kinds of different devices. So I want to customize this. It should be really, really flexible. So a few more use cases, how my dream world should look like. It looks like what I really want to have for accessing my data. Let's say I'm working on a really important document, and I want to work on this document all the time. I want to edit it from my phone, from my desktop, from my tablet. I want to edit it at a plane where I don't have Wi-Fi connection. I want to have the complete freedom to access my stuff all the time. But I don't want to copy it around with USB sticks because I don't have different versions. Is this version on the USB stick the newer one or the older one? And if you work together in the team, it gets even more messy. You have no idea what's the right version. Of course, this should be completely secure, so encrypted, and because it's an internal document, I don't want to put this on a public website, obviously. And all my versions and all my changes, they should be versioned and backup, so completely secure. I don't want to care. So that's a scenario which is really, I mean, everybody needs this, but it's really difficult nowadays. The next thing is perhaps I have a really big document. I want to share this document or give it to a customer or to a friend. It's really difficult still nowadays. I mean, if it's too big as to be sent as an email attachment, it's difficult. Perhaps all of us, we are able to upload it to an FTP server, but not everybody can do that. And what do you do? I mean, burn it a DVD and send it by mail? I mean, that's not really the solution. The next thing is, if I want to have a shared folder with a partner company or with some friends of mine, I want to have a shared workspace where all my stuff lives in for this project or this hobby or this club or whatever I do, and we want to work together on this thing, and have just a shared folder where everybody can access. The next thing is, I want to stream and access my personal media all the time. I want to access all my music, my movies, my photos from last vacation, all the time, in my car, on my TV, on my tablet. If I want to look at it if I'm at my company, I still want to access all my music. So it should be really easy. And also the same with documents, obviously. I mean, perhaps in the future we can edit our documents in the car with voice input or something like that. I want to have no restrictions for accessing my documents. So we have 2012 now, and all this is still possible. I mean, we are releasing new chips and new wireless technologies, new operating systems, and so on all the time, but still accessing all the stuff that I own, my personal files, that's still really, really difficult, I think. Obviously, we want to have OwnCloud as a solution for that. What is OwnCloud? OwnCloud is an open source project. So OwnCloud is completely open source, not only the core, but everything. It's a complete open source solution. But we also have commercial support for it. So we founded a company last fall that offers a special version together with support, with services for enterprises. So if you're a company or you're a service provider and you want to work together with us, we help you with running it. Then, okay. We have different ways to access your stuff. We have a web interface, obviously, for desktop and mobile phones. You can mount it. You can mount your own cloud directly with open protocols. So WebDAV, for example, you can directly mount it as a network drive, but over the internet. Then we have desktop syncing clients, so you can sync your stuff locally, the same as the Dropbox client, for example, or the Google Drive client. So you have all the stuff that you want to access synced locally. And we have an Android and an iOS client, and we support all kinds of open APIs. So if you want to have some special integration with some car or with some TV or your coffee machine or whatever, that's really easy because we are completely open here. This is how our web interface looks like. It's a really modern interface based on HTML5. So it's really, really nice, but also optimized for touch input devices. So it works perfectly with a tablet too. This is our mobile interface. So we have a mobile client to access all your files. It's really, really nice, I think. So what we have is, of course, a little bit more than Google and Dropbox, because we can actually integrate with other existing software that you run in your company, your organization, or even at home. So we can authenticate against an LDAP directory or an Active Directory. We have SAML plugins. We support all kinds of plugins. We have OpenID too, and also our own REST-based APIs to integrate with other systems. So it's really easy to have a single sign login. Then backup, of course, we can automatically replicate to a second server. We have versioning of all the files, encryption, obviously, sharing. You can click on a file or directly and say, hey, I want to share this with this person. Notification, you get nice pop-up notification which says, hey, there's a file that you own is changed by someone. And we have, of course, more than just files. We also have a calendar service. We have an address book that you can sync with your Android or your iOS device or your desktop client. We can sync bookmarks. We can stream music, photo galleries, to-do lists, and so on. We have all kinds of cloud services. And we have an app infrastructure. We have our own small app store where you can upload your small extension, or you want to integrate whatever SAP integration or something like that. You can just put it in our app store, and people can download it directly from the interface, install it, and it just works. Okay, so this all sounds a little bit like other cloud services, but what is really the difference here? The difference is this. This all runs on your own hardware. So we actually don't sell any storage, or we don't have any servers. We enable our users and our customers to use the existing storage, the existing hardware, to offer all the services. So you can take own cloud, put it on your own machine if you're a service provider, or if you're a company, or even if a home user. I have a small server at home, which is this size. It takes 3 watts of power, and I have all my stuff on this. It runs all the time at home, connected to my DSL line, works perfectly. So we offer something like a decentralized cloud solution, that we have all the services that you know and love from Dropbox and from others, but it runs on under your control. That's special here. This is a basic overview over the architecture. So you can basically use all kind of existing storages, local storage. We can integrate Amazon S3. We can integrate Google. We can integrate NAS servers and so on, and put it into own cloud and export it to the outside over our APIs, our syncing clients, our mobile clients, and so on. Okay, two use case scenarios. First for an enterprise, and second for a carrier, for a service provider. Let's say you're an enterprise, you're a company, and all your employees use Dropbox all the time. And you think, okay, this is not really nice because I don't have control over my documents, and I really don't know what's going on here. I can't lock an account. Everybody's sharing with everybody, and where are my confidential documents? And you can say, okay, just take own cloud, install it on a server. I mean, we recommend Linux, of course, but it also runs on Windows and Mac servers. You connect it with your existing file server. You connect it with your existing directory, like an Active Directory or an LDAP server. And of course, this own cloud server needs some kind of internet connection. And that's all you need. After that, you can sync and share all your stuff. You can access all your documents from your phone. You can send your customer a link. Hey, here's a special file. Here's the contract, for example. You can have only read access or also read-write access. And by the way, this link expires in 2 days, so it's only for today, something like that. We have encryption. We can search over all your data. So if you mount different storages, if you mount in your Google Drive, for example, your existing Samba file server, you mount in a second own cloud, you mount, for example, your company own cloud into your private own cloud or something like that, then we have a search over everything. So you just type in keywords, and you have a complete overview over all the data that you own. Second scenario is like for carrier or service provider. You can take own cloud, deploy it in your hosting center. You can do rebranding if you want. You have a really nice theming engine that you can really exchange everything, replace it with your brand. You can connect it with your customer database. You need some kind of storage. You can use Amazon S3 if you want, or an NFS server, whatever you have. You can do some customization if you want. So it's all open source. You can add a special application to create some added value if you want, or you can just use it as it is. And then you directly can offer this to your customer as a service and as an extension to your existing offering, for example. So what about Tizen? What about the Tizen integration? Tizen integration, it's really nice because we use only open protocols here. The file access works with WebDAV. I mean, Tizen is obviously Linux-based, so there are lots of convenient ways to access WebDAV resources. Fuse, for example, also others. Then we also offer a key value storage. I mean, cloud service is not only about files. We also have key value storage where you have a game, for example, you want to synchronize your high score list or whatever. So I have a key value store here, that's REST-based. It's similar to iCloud, but we did it a year before, so but it's really similar. We support an API called Open Collaboration Services. It's also REST-based for all kinds of notifications and other interesting things. If you use Qt, then there's already an existing library called Attica to access this API, so you can really directly link this into its LGPL, link this into your application, you have a direct access to all the functionalities from inside your game, your tool, your whatever you built on top of Tizen. And we also have a command line interface and a library for syncing of files. So if you really want to have offline syncing, we have a nice cool tool called CSync that directly interacts with OnCloud. So it's really, all the functionality is there. You can just use it. We are an open source project. So if you want to contribute, I mean, we are completely open. The code is on gitorius.org. We're looking for developers, for contributors. So if you're interested, doesn't matter really what's your expertise. We always look for new people to help. We have a website, owncloud.org. That's the main website of the project. We have all kinds of documentation, the developer documentation, API documentation, end user documentation, and so on. Like I said, the code is on Gitorius. Bug tracker, it's called bugs.owncloud.org. Several mailing lists, a forum, IRC channel, and so on. And we also have, obviously, owncloud.com, which is our company. And if you're interested in buying a commercial version, you can find it there. Obviously, we also have an online demo. If you want to try it out, the web interface, and see, hey, do I want to use this? Is this really what I need? Go to demo.owncloud.org. So without any sign up, you can test it, play around with it, and so on. Okay, so this is now my last slide. Obviously, you heard after the launch from Google Drive last week the discussion about the terms of service. So what are the terms of services? What's the terms of service if you want to use OwnCloud, especially if you compare this to Google or to Dropbox? I mean, we all heard this complaints from users. They say, hey, if I upload my documents to Google Drive, they can basically do whatever they want with your documents. That's in their terms of service. The same with iCloud. So they really get complete rights over your data, and they can do whatever they want with it. So what are the terms of services of OwnCloud? It's really easy. We don't have any. You can do whatever you want because it's actually not a service. It's a software. You can put it on your machine, and you can do whatever you want with it. Thank you. Okay. Now we have time for some questions. That's mostly the most interesting part, of course. Yeah?
I just tried to have a look, and I looked at the API documentation.
Yeah.
And it says coming soon.
Yeah. Actually, in 2 weeks, or perhaps 1 week. The thing is that we're preparing OwnCloud 4 at the moment. Yesterday, we launched our beta version, and the final version will come in 2 weeks. And this will come together with a completely new public API. And so we're relaunching also the documentation there. So give us 2 more weeks. More questions? Yeah.
What kind of secure connections do you support? Like VPN or over SSL? So I want obviously my connection to the cloud
yeah.
to be secure. So what technologies do you support?
Yes. We use SSL, of course. So with all the, we can do certificate authentication, for example, also custom certificates, or just standard SSL, and of course also VPN. But this depends on your setup. I mean, if you want to have your own cloud service only connected to a DMZ, for example, and only reachable via VPN, we tunnel directly through VPN. This works with our iOS app or with the Android app just fine. So we don't encrypt the connection ourselves. We build on top our existing stuff. So we support different VPNs, different SSL ways. Yeah. More questions? Okay. Thanks.